Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and we're going to get away from all this Eastern philosophy stuff, since this is Dog Days number 8. So we're to three columns of numbers in binary to represent the number 8, and we'll go back to technical kinds of things here. And I'm reminded of something that I used to talk about a lot, 25, 30 years ago was when it first occurred to me. In fact, I used to have, to inspire me for pursuing things in this regard, of money-making opportunities, the big three is what I called it. And so I had found a program that, you know how a dot matrix printer would actually print out lots of little dots to form the characters on the page? Well, I had a program at the time, it's probably worked in DOS since it was the 80s, and it would allow you to pick a character that you wanted to depict, usually rather large, and instead of having little dots representing the character, you could choose another character or even a word to be like, you know, what makes up the character. So it was very interesting. You could, you know, actually have words of a poem or a phrase or something, and you could have a word and then, you know, have other words that made up that bigger word. So I just had the number three, and I chose a dollar sign to remind me of the big three. And I used to have this printed out and stuck in my cubicle wall to be thinking about these kinds of things. So the big three at the time, this is the, you know, early to middle 80s we're talking here, were seminars, consulting, and newsletters. These were very, very profitable kinds of things. So we'll talk about those over the next 3 days. And the first one I'm going to talk about is newsletters, because that kind of is what got me thinking about this whole thing. Over the weekend, I didn't record one yesterday, but we were having kind of a get-together at the house, but I am doing more than one a day. And yesterday, on Sunday, there was a guy who delivered a Yellow Pages to our front door. Now, I thought it was interesting because there's been a lot of cleanup of things around the house, and somebody had found a stash of old Yellow Pages, and they were sitting there in the garage, waiting to be taken to the recycle. We had a whole stack of older versions of the Yellow Pages, and then here's this brand new one. In fact, I saw him with a two-wheeler delivering them from house to house in my neighborhood. My son-in-law and I left later on to go get some stuff for the party, and I mentioned I'm surprised he's leaving it there, because the two-wheeler was just sitting there with a pile of books on it. And I said, because that's worth money. And he said, well, nobody's going to pay anything for the Yellow Pages, they give them to you. I said, no, the two-wheeler. But, you know, it got me thinking about this, because one of the things I talked to people about in terms of newsletters was, it's like an inverse square of the, well, it's not an inverse square, it's an inverse of the number of pages as to what it costs you, right? They'll give you the phone book, and it's literally hundreds and hundreds of pages. It's a big old thick book, at least it used to be. Now, if you go to, say, a hardback novel, that's less pages than the telephone book, but that'll cost you $20, $25, maybe $30 through the years it's gone up. A magazine, less pages than that, will cost you $6 or $8 now. A newsletter, which might only be a few pages, people will pay tens to hundreds of dollars, at least at the time. Sometimes even thousands of dollars, depending on who was publishing the newspaper. So if you could find the right mailing list of people who were interested in this, you could make a lot of money writing very little information and shipping them very little in terms of the paper that was involved in terms of publishing a newspaper as opposed to other forms of communication, if the message you were delivering could find an audience, now that was the key, and also was something that could be delivered in that newsletter format. I'm not sure in the modern world where the equivalent of this is exactly. I think pretty much newsletters have been killed off by the web, right? There are plenty of blogs out there and other kinds of ways to publish things, and so the newsletter, there are a few people who do get a premium for access to their information over the internet, but I think the internet has pretty much killed off the whole newsletter thing. There are probably still a few out there for investment or things like that, but that one of the big three is gone. So tomorrow, we'll talk about the other one of the other two.